Ms. Rice's comments on Iran in a talk with reporters en route to London were some of the strongest by a senior Bush administration official, though she stopped short of an outright call for regime change. The secretary, beginning a week-long trip to Europe and the Middle East, said one of her objectives will be to generate more international pressure on Iran to end support for terrorists and to comply fully with its international nuclear obligations. Ms. Rice was questioned about remarks by President Bush on Iran in his State of the Union address Wednesday night. In it, Mr. Bush reiterated U.S. criticism of Iran for alleged terrorism and pursuit of nuclear weapons, but also assured the Iranian people that the United States stands with them as they stand for their own liberty. Pressed as to what this meant in policy terms, Ms. Rice said the remarks were not unlike past comments by the president, in which he has said that the aspirations of the Iranian people are being suppressed by an unelected few.
In terms of the Iranian regime, I don't think anybody thinks that the unelected mullahs who run that regime are a good thing for either the Iranian people or for the region. The region is going in a quite different direction. And the president last night, again, said that the Iranian people deserve better, essentially. I think our European allies agree that the Iranian regime's human rights behavior and its behavior towards its own population is something to be loathed.
Ms. Rice said the Iranian people should have an opportunity to determine their own future and be no different in that regard than Palestinians, Iraqis, Afghans, and Ukrainians, all of whom have had recent elections. The new secretary expressed appreciation for efforts by Britain, France, and Germany to persuade Iran to fully disclose its nuclear activity. But she said Iranians have shown no real indication that they are prepared to live up to their international nuclear obligations and, in her words, continue to play games every time they can. She called for unity of purpose and message among the United States, Europe, Russia, and the International Atomic Energy Agency in making clear to Iran the implications of its non-compliance. Similarly, she said she hopes that all those who want peace between Israel and the Palestinians will recognize and act on Iran's disruptive activities in the region.
The Iranians are one of the strongest supporters of the rejectionist in that process, whether it is Hezbollah or Iranian help to the Palestinian rejectionist. And you can't have it both ways. You can't say that you want peace between Israel and the Palestinians and not do everything that you can to disable the Palestinian rejectionists and Hezbollah. And that will be a message that I think we will want to discuss with the Europeans.
Ms. Rice goes from London to Berlin, Warsaw, and Ankara before making her first Middle East visit as Secretary of State, with talks Monday with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in Jerusalem and the West Bank. She makes four more stops in Europe next week before returning to Washington. David Gullis, VOA News, London.